Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Not so fast, Donald Trump. It's beginning to seem like Trump is trying to throw his own DHS secretary, Kristi Noem, under the bus for this administration's god-awful, botched response to the execution of 37-year-old Alex Pretty. We have new reports coming from inside the Department of Homeland Security showing that DHS officials below Kristi Noem are becoming increasingly frustrated, angry, and even want to revolt after the DHS's clear, brazen lies about Alex Pretty before an investigation even started. Now, this has put Kristi Noem in a bit of a pickle. She's kind of caught in a bit of a trap right now, because while the people beneath her are looking to revolt and are saying, dude, we're going to resign, this is messed up, the officials above her are looking for a clear scapegoat. Donald Trump is looking to create any distance between himself and the Department of Homeland Security, and he's looking to create daylight between him and Kristi Noem. We'll get there in just one second, but it's very clear what actually happened here. Within the hour that we got the video of Alex Pretty being executed, Donald Trump told all of the officials in his administration to go all in on the cover-up like he always does. They went all in on the Epstein cover-up. They went all in on the economic data being covered up. They went all in on Renee Nicole Good, and they tried to muddy the waters there, and it seems like a lot of MAGA people bought that one. But it's not working this time. They tried to go all in. Administration officials from Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance were all on the same page. Stephen Miller tweeted out within an hour of the video being released, quote, "An assassin tried to murder federal agents, and this is your response." He was responding to Senator Chris Murphy. And then J.D. Vance reposted that, as you can see at the top of the screen. So the entire administration was on the same page that they were trying to cover this up. Now, Donald Trump is trying to back up because he realized that this is a PR disaster. I mean, check it out. This is how bad it is for them. While sick in the head, Stephen Miller is calling Alex Pretty an assassin like an hour after he was shot. And while J.D. Vance is reposting and endorsing that message, the Timberwolves were holding a moment of silence for Alex Pretty. The average American, the average sports fan, the average person who sees this video sees Alex Pretty as the hero, which he is, and views ICE as the villain. Let's participate in this quick moment of silence and then listen, because the entire arena erupts into F ICE chants at the very, very end.
"We extend our love, support, and heartfelt sympathies to Alex's family, friends, and our community during this difficult time. Please join us in honoring the life and memory of Alex Pretty with a moment of silence."
Clear frustration coming from the stadium. Then Steve Kerr called the arena atmosphere in Minneapolis one of the most bizarre, sad vibes he's experienced. The coach of the Warriors said, "Honestly, I felt their group was suffering." This is breaking through in a different way.
"Honestly, what I felt was that their group was suffering. You know, I thought the vibe in the stands, it was one of the most bizarre, sad games I've ever been a part of. You could feel in the somber atmosphere. Their team, we could tell they were struggling with everything that's been going on."
I think it's very, very important to point out the dichotomy between a few things. First of all, between how the average American views the situation. They view Alex Pretty as a hero and just an everyman. He could have been any of us. It was so tragic because this could have been any of us that got caught up in this situation and executed. People view him as an ICU nurse who was a good guy. That is how the average American citizen seems to view this. Well, the administration is talking about this in such a way that would make you think he's an actual quote-unquote terrorist. Kristi Noem, the hour after he was shot, said, "I don't know of any peaceful protester that shows up armed and with ammunition." Well, dude, look at the January Sixers that you guys call patriots. Kristi Noem then had the gall to say, only an hour after Alex Pretty was executed, quote, This looks like a situation where an individual arrived to inflict maximum damage and kill law enforcement. This is why people are angry. No American saw this unless you have these Trump orange-colored glasses already on your face. This video right here shows Alex Preti with his hand in the air while an officer lunges towards him, pepper sprays him, escalates, and while a woman on the ground who was just pushed over is laying there with her feet in the air because she was literally just shoved backwards. He was simply trying to help a woman who was pushed over, and he was executed for it. We all saw it on video. And before we jump into Kristi Noem being thrown under the bus, I want to show you this quick clip that had me tearing up. It's the Veterans Hospital that Alex Preti worked at, and the co-workers there honored him late last night. Take a look.
Ethan, put... Freeze it! Oh!
Genuinely a heartbreaking video that shows you exactly what kind of person Alex was. He cared for those around him, and in return, they very clearly loved and cared for Alex as well. Now I want to show you how this administration is trying to throw Kristi Noem under the bus for this entire response, for the god-awful offensive cover-up that they launched. Even though Trump was very clearly the one who ordered this cover-up, they're still trying to scapegoat Kristi Noem. Now, I've tried to make a few things clear in this video. I've tried to make clear the dichotomy between multiple different things. Number one, how Alex Preti was viewed by those around him. I mean, I've shown you this video. Those around him very clearly loved Alex Preti. Versus how the administration talked about him, calling him an assassin or saying that he was a domestic terrorist, versus how the average American views him. They view him as one of us, the everyman, a hero who was executed by the state. And there is some major friction there for this administration in those dichotomies. When the average American views him as just a hero, as somebody who was executed, but the average administration official is talking about him like he's an actual quote-unquote terrorist, then the average American will very clearly begin to reject the administration's telling of events, and that is bad for the administration. I mean, they've already lied about the Epstein files, about Trump's health, about the economy. Now, this seems to be a tipping point. I'm beginning to feel like this is a tipping point where it's breaking through to most Americans. And if you feel the same way, let me know in the comment section. If you want to boost the video, make sure you drop a like. And let's start with Eric Erickson's reporting. He says, late night phone call with senior White House official who tells me the president is not happy with how the Department of Homeland Security has handled the response to this incident. So this is the first crack that we got. This is big because they are looking for a scapegoat 10 months ahead of a midterms where they were already about to get smacked. This indicates that the White House, Trump, somebody around him understands how poorly this is polling. The thing about Trump is that he's an actual effing idiot when it comes to policy. Like, this guy can't even point to Ukraine on a map or Russia on a map. He doesn't know anything about policy. But the thing about Trump is he instinctively knows sometimes when things are selling and when things aren't selling. Throughout the 2024 election, all he did was just be an effing salesman. He had no energy on stage, but he was trying to sell himself. That shouldn't be controversial that he sells himself. He knows right now this is not selling. So in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Trump didn't directly answer when asked whether the officer who shot Alex had done the right thing. This is a back down from Donald Trump. Trump had ordered admin officials to cover this up. Trump himself said Alex Preti had a gun and tried to pull it out. Now, when Trump was pressed, he said, quote, "We're looking, we're reviewing everything, and we'll come out with a determination." Now, I just want to clarify, Trump doesn't actually give a shit about the shooting. He probably supports the ICE agent. He's probably happy he hyper-militarized the cities to such an extent that this happened, but he also wants to win in the midterms. He is so desperate to cling on to power that he's going to act like he didn't order the entire administration to cover this up in a reckless way. So this is his fault, the death is his fault, and the cover-up is his fault. Do not be mistaken. But Kristi Noem is now getting most of the pressure. She's getting pressure from the top, from Trump and the officials above her. She's also getting pressure from the sides, as we just learned that 70 members of Congress have formally signed an articles of impeachment against Kristi Noem. It was mainly Democrats in the House and Democrats in the Senate. And just to shoot it straight with you guys, like I always do, 100%. 100% of the time. Under the current House of Representatives, this will not pass because Speaker Mike Johnson still has a 1-2 seat majority, but that is subject to change. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned earlier this month. A Republican from California passed away earlier this month, and the reports are multiple more Republicans will resign. So Kristi Noem can get impeached. We are going to win the midterms. It is going to happen, but right now we are just applying pressure in any way that we can. So Kristi Noem is getting pressure from the top, from the sides, and this is the big one. She is now facing pressure from the people working below her. The operators that she's supposed to be overseeing within the DHS are also mad. So it's the people in Congress want to impeach her, the people she's supposed to be overseeing want to revolt and overthrow her, and the people above her want to step on her like a bug. So Bill Malugin reports, new, since the deadly shooting in Minneapolis, the one that just happened, the most recent one, which is sickening, I have to say, the most recent one, but the most recent shooting in Minneapolis, he's talked to more than half a dozen federal sources involved immigration enforcement, including several in senior positions, who are telling me they have grown increasingly uneasy and frustrated with some of the claims and narratives the Department of Homeland Security pushed in the aftermath of the shooting. Specifically, he's being told there is extreme frustration with DHS officials going on TV and putting out statements claiming that Alex Preddy was intending to conduct a massacre of federal agents and wanted to carry out maximum damage. That is quite literally what Kristi Noem and Stephen Miller were saying. Can you imagine that? They were saying he's an assassin trying to inflict maximum damage and massacre people. But to continue reading, it says, even after numerous videos appeared to show those claims were inaccurate. While they say it was a terrible decision to show up with a gun and inject himself into a federal law enforcement operation, there's no indication Preddy was there to murder law enforcement, as videos appear to show he never drew his holstered firearms. These sources say this messaging from DHS officials like Kristi Noem has been catastrophic from a PR and morale perspective, and is eroding trust and credibility, comparing it to when Democrats falsely claimed the border was closed or that Haitians were being whipped at the border. Some of these sources have described DHS response to the shooting as, quote, a case study on how not to do crisis PR. One said they are so fed up that they wish they could retire. Another said, quote, DHS is making the situation worse. Another said, quote, DHS is wrong and we are losing this war. We're losing the base. We're losing the narrative. These are people who work within the DHS. And remember what I was saying just a few minutes ago. The average U.S. citizen who's attending a sports game views Alex Preddy as a hero. All of the reports and stories we've heard from people who knew him show that he's a hero. The video we've seen shows that he's a hero. So why is the administration lying so hard? Even DHS officials know the administration is lying. These sources all believe this is going to end up what they call, quote, a bad shoot in a shitty situation. No. This was not a bad shoot. That is such a minimization of what actually happened here. These are state agents executing a U.S. citizen on the street for exercising his First Amendment and Second Amendment rights and speaking out against the administration. It says, the disarmed firearm may have had an accidental discharge, but they don't know. The agents do not have the luxury of multiple slow motion angles, they're saying. All the sources support the mass deportation agenda, but have serious hesitations about the way it is being carried out. Wow, wow, wow. As the impeachments ramp up and as Americans are pissed off, we will continue to cover it. Make sure you drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.